The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the west side of Grand Rapids at Siciliano's Market, 2840 Lake Michigan Drive. We're right out here across from the Shawmut Hills Big Boy Toy Store. I tell you what, they can keep all those toys over there, because if you get into this store, buddy, you've got a lot of fun on your hands. This is a amazing place. If you've never been here, it's a beautiful day. It's sunny out. Jump in your car and come out here. It's right on the corner of Lake Michigan Drive in Collindale, just about a mile west of 196. And on the Lake Michigan Drive exit, you get on that and come out this way. I tell you what, they've got so much cool stuff in this store that I can't believe it. During the break, I was just walking around, and Steve, the owner, handed me a cigar. He's got a huge humidor here, but he handed me a cigar that is called Hops, H-O-P-Z, and it's a crafted beer cigar from the Dominican Republic. It's handmade, comes in its own little glass, if you will, kind of a test tube, but just great finds like that out here. I'm Jop, he's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Man, who wound you up? And you just ordered coffee.
I did. That's the other thing that they do here. They got all kinds of coffee beans here, and he's grinding it up and making a fresh pot for me. I tell you what, man, if he had a room in the back, I might just move in.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Grilling Guys. This is a crazy show. We talk to people all around the country and sometimes right in our backyard. But basically, we're all about grilling, smoking food, that is.
Right.
And maybe a cigar. You know, that's kind of cool, too. But microbrewed beers and wine, especially if they're from Michigan. But, you know, we love Michigan products. And one of those Michigan products is the Detroit Lions. And the Detroit Lions are going to go down and play a little-known team called the New Orleans Saints. So we wanted to reach out to this fella down in Lafayette, Louisiana, my homeboy. T-Gid is on the line. What's up, baby?
Who that, baby?
Well, I guess the Detroit Lions are going to get their test, huh? Going to go down and see what this...
I think your boys can hold their own. I mean, we're kind of worried about, you know, your quarterback. You know, I mean, between the two quarterbacks, I mean, they each put up over 5,000 passing yards. I mean, this is going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. And I was just talking about you last night. I was with my family, and my brother was talking about Cajun food and what we do down in the Gulf. And I said, man, just listen in tomorrow morning, because we're going to have one of the ultimate authorities on Cajun cooking on the show, and that is my boy T. Gid from the Percy Guidry Company in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hoorah! Hey, well, I tell you what, we're pumped down here. The weather's beautiful. I don't know what the weather's like up there in Michigan, but it's about in the mid-60s right now. There's a few clouds in the sky. It's supposed to get up to the mid-70s. You wouldn't know it's wintertime down in southern Louisiana.
You could do some duck hunting today.
Oh, I tell you what, that's going to be happening tomorrow. I've been doing a little goose hunting, a little duck hunting, and kind of saving my breast. You know, we're going to do a little Cajun wrap duck breast probably this weekend. But I tell you, it's just a good place to be right now. And then with the football playoffs and everything, I mean, what's not to love about all that?
Well, the Percy Guidry Company, one of the things you do in your, you've got several aspects of your company that are pretty cool in the grilling business, but one of the things you're known for is you are the manufacturer of the Cajun Cooker, which is an authentic Cajun charcoal grill, and your very first dealer in Michigan is going to be in here in about a half an hour, and that's Sobey Meats, and he's got a couple Cajun cookers coming in here in the next week. And we're gonna put that Cajun cooker back on the street in Grand Rapids. It's been away too long.
Well, I tell you what, we're happy to have y'all, and I think the consumers in Michigan are going to enjoy having that grill up there, because it's not just a grill. You know, it's not just a barbecue pit. It's literally an outdoor kitchen. You know, when you go to our website, or you check us out on YouTube, search us out on YouTube, you'll see us cooking with a cast iron pot in the grill, and that's probably what we're going to be doing today down here celebrating the Saints and the Lions game, is doing a little what we call Cajun jambalaya. And, you know, you can prepare the whole meal, and we're talking not you know, smoked meat. We're also talking about rice and onions and vegetables and broth and all kind of neat stuff that you put in that pot. and you can prepare a whole meal on a grill. So it's not just a barbecue pit, it's an outdoor kitchen.
You know, and that's AT Gittes' job. Good morning, man. That's what makes that so unique, and that's why we wanted to bring it to West Michigan, because there isn't anything out there like that on in our market that is that outdoor kitchen all contained in one unit. Really cool piece of equipment. And tell me, what is that website where people could look at that if they want to take a peek at it?
You can go to CajunGrill.com, or you can go to our mother company, which is PercyGidry.com. And you can also search us out on YouTube. You know, there's a few videos that we have out there. And I'm sure other people that are, you know, on their Cajun Grill and kind of taking a little camera and shooting some of their own videos. So just search out Cajun Grill on YouTube or Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. We got our own Facebook page. Just welcome. And if you got any tips or any suggestions or any questions, you know, feel free to give us a call or shoot us a line on the email or on Facebook.
You wouldn't by chance be showing that at the big show in Atlanta this year, would you?
No, we're not going to be down in Atlanta. We got a lot of other irons in the fire, but I will be there representing our retail store looking for new products and ideas.
Good.
To run into y'all over there.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be cooking on the tack all week long down there.
Come and see you, baby.
So I think we need a little on-air bet here. How many points? How many points you giving me?
I tell you what, this is what I think the final score will be, and I can just hear the boos coming out of your radio right now. I think the final score will be Saints 35, somewhere around there, and Detroit like 21, 17, something like that.
Well, you know what? You're entitled to your opinion, and that's all good. But that score is going to be flip-flop. But you know what? Either way, it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a great game. Just one more reason to get out on your back deck, fire up that Cajun cooker, fire up that grill, and have some fun with your family and friends. You know, we're doing a live remote from a beer and bread-making store today, so there's a lot of good things here that we might take with us to complement our tailgate. But, T-Gid, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thanks so much. You are our favorite Cajun, and we certainly will be in touch again in the next week or two.
Grilling guys, we love you back, and y'all keep up the good work. We love what you're doing out there promoting grilling and love and all that good stuff. So y'all keep it between the lines.
Okay, buddy. Hey, we'll be talking to you next week anyway, so thanks a lot.
Sounds great.
Okay, that's my buddy T. Gidd from Lafayette, Louisiana. He is one of the owners of the Percy Gidry Company, and they own the Cajun Cooker, and they just do a bunch of things. They're in the hearth business and grills, but he's a great resource and a stinking Saints fan at that.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking to our buddy Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery. He's got a Winterbock over there that is, you got to have some. Little Ice Fest coming up there. Then he's going to also touch on a real select brew called a New Year's Stout. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.